Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis here again. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's been a great week, a busy week, but a very nice week and a blessed week. And the Lord's been encouraging us in His Word. And as we look to look at what we've gone through yesterday and the day before, it's been some directions and encouragement. Just for instance, in in John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you." Verse 17, "These things I command unto you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you were of the world would love its own." In other words, if we were of the world would love us. "But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." You know, I've been just thinking last night and this morning, why is the ultimate reason behind this why we should love one another? We should, and then the world will hate us. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice if people wouldn't hate us but love us, and they wouldn't persecute us, they just love us? You know, remember the word that I send unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will also keep yours. Why be nice, or why be a Christian if you're going to be persecuted? You know, all these things somebody might ask why, or just a bunch of different things here. And then where I want to go to this morning is chapter 16. Just kind of gives the reason why. Chapter 16 of John says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended." That we should not be offended. It's, in other words, it blesses our heart. We don't need to be offended. You know, if things like that come, He told us all these things that might happen. And so that we should not be offended. Verse 2, it says, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that they do God, to do us God's service." Still, their mind is thinking, you know, I'm gonna do God a favor. I'm gonna do God a service. They're gonna put us out of the church, out of the synagogue. And I remember experiencing that when we got kicked out of the church and got rejected from family and friends rejected us. But you know, there was a greater peace in our heart because we now had Christ in our heart. And we can rejoice in that. We have, somewhere it says that if they put you out of their company, you shall leap for joy. And I believe that saying, it's not because they put us out, but because we know that we have a Heavenly Father. Verse 3, it says, "And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me." And then there's why they put us out of the synagogues. "And whosoever killeth you will think that they do God a favor. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father, because they don't know the Father, they don't know the truth. That's why we still need to show love to them. If they reject us, we don't strike back, or we don't bite back, or fuss back, or whatever it may be. We love them, we try to bless them, because they don't know the Father. And the Father is in us. That will be our desire, to bless them. And our prayer should be that they can experience this peace too, that is within our heart. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because it was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, whither goest thou? Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. You know, it's a blessing. If Christ wouldn't have left this earth, we wouldn't have the Holy Spirit. We wouldn't have the Comforter. We'd have to go directly to Christ. We'd have to meet him face to face to know. But here it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. It is better if he leaves, it says. For if I go not, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Spirit will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send the Holy Spirit. I will send him unto you. I will send the Holy Spirit unto you. It says here, I will send him unto you. But he's talking about the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. With the physical eyes. So that's a blessing, that actually a blessing and encouragement that Christ left his earth, and now he sent the Holy Spirit. We can, at any second, at any minute, at any hour, that Holy Spirit should be with us and directing us and guiding us, giving us words of encouragement and giving us words to say, and okay, 10. Of righteousness, I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He has had a lot of things to say to disciples there, but you know, there's more than they could grasp. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. There it is. When the Spirit of truth is come, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever you shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive me, and for he shall receive me, and shall shew it unto you, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he will take of mine, and shall shew it unto you. He will take from Christ, he will take from the Father, all things that the Father has are mine. This is Christ speaking, all the things that the Father has, therefore, that the Father has are mine. Therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine. Holy Spirit shall take of Christ, and shall shew it unto you, shall shew it to us. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. So that's a blessing that we have His Word. We can be encouraged by it. I think we're going to leave it at that for this morning. May the Lord bless your day. If you have any corrections or any encouragements, or if you want someone to pray with you, if you have any questions, or if you want to, just leave us a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. At the end of the message, press 099 and make sure you save your message so that we get it. And we also have a Saturday morning Bible study. I still need to get that number for you, and it starts at 7:30. I'll try to have that number ready tomorrow morning, and may the Lord bless you and direct you, keep you, encourage you, and lift you up. Just pray this in Jesus' name.